From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. 8 American soldiers and at least one Afghan police officer were killed in fierce fighting over the weekend in eastern Afghanistan. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Kabul.
The U.S. military says a tribal militia attacked two remote outposts in the eastern province of Nuristan yesterday morning. But Nuristan's governor told NPR the attack was carried out by the Taliban, a claim also made by the insurgent group. According to various accounts, the fighters streamed out of a nearby village and mosque to launch the attack on the two outposts, one on top of a hill and one at the foot of the slope in Kamdesh district. The battle, which U.S. military officials called complex, lasted several hours. Nuristan's governor says after it ended, 11 Afghan police officers were missing and presumed kidnapped by the militants. Two local radio station workers were also believed to have been captured. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran has agreed to allow UN inspectors into its previously secret nuclear facility.
I'm pleased to say that we agreed that our inspectors will come here on the 25th of October, and I hope that Iran will be as transparent as possible for us to be able to assess our verification at that facility.
Mohammad El-Baradei is in Tehran meeting with government officials. The White House says it's pleased to see some positive signs of cooperation out of Iran. James Jones, President Obama's national security advisor, told CNN that for now, things are moving in the right direction. A fuel tanker exploded near a checkpoint outside Baghdad's airport, but it's unclear what caused the explosion. Five guards were injured. There are no reports of fatalities. Iraqi police say a bomb caused the blast, but an airport official says the truck driver caused the explosion when he started a fire on the side of the road to cook breakfast. The former Japanese finance minister who disgraced himself by appearing drunk on television has been found dead. NPR's Louisa Lim has the story.
At a press conference, Japanese police ruled out foul play as a cause in the death of former finance minister Shoichi Nakagawa. The 56-year-old caused major embarrassment for the Japanese government by appearing to be drunk during a press conference during a G7 finance ministers meeting in Rome in February. He blamed cold medication, but was forced to step down soon afterwards. He lost his seat in the election at the end of August. On Sunday, he was found dead in his bed. Japanese media say the police are playing down the possibility of suicide. But his father, also an influential politician in the Liberal Democratic Party, committed suicide at the age of 57. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Typhoon Parma is moving toward Taiwan after causing four deaths and major damage in the northern Philippines. The outer bands of Parma are hitting eastern and southern Taiwan today. This is NPR. Alan Greenspan says Friday's jobless report showing a 9.8% unemployment rate for September after a 9.7% rate in August is pretty awful. But the former Federal Reserve chairman is predicting things could get worse. Greenspan told ABC the rate will surpass 10% and stay at that level for a while. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says more and more countries are shutting their doors to asylum seekers, putting at risk the lives of thousands of people fleeing persecution and war. There are 42 million refugees and internally displaced people around the world. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
High Commissioner Antonio Guterres calls the so-called shrinking of humanitarian space very troubling. While places of refuge for those in need of asylum are shrinking, he says the risks for humanitarian workers are increasing.
The truth is that we are witnessing in several countries xenophobic feelings to gain strength. And because of that and the pressure, some governments are limiting access for people in need of protection to their territories.
Guterres says people are resorting to more desperate measures as asylum possibilities shrink. Many fall into the hands of traffickers who abuse them. Others have lost their lives while fleeing in rickety smugglers' boats across the Gulf of Aden or the Mediterranean Sea. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Pirates have taken a Spanish-owned fishing boat to port in Somalia. The trawler was hijacked by pirates on Friday. The Spanish government says it's being monitored by two Navy warships. The fishermen were fishing for tuna when the boat was boarded by pirates. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.